This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump makes his court appearance today at 4 p.m. Eastern. President Biden's Department of Justice, after 2.5 years, is pushing for more charges against the former president. The Secret Service released a statement saying it's working with city police and federal officials to ensure the highest level of safety and security for Trump while minimizing disruption to the normal court process. The former president was indicted Tuesday for January 6. The Internal Revenue Service promises paperless processing for taxes by 2025. It plans to have taxpayers digitally submit all correspondence by the next tax filing season in 2024, according to the Treasury Department. The IRS will also digitize the estimated billions of historical documents in its catalog for the next 2 years, which will cost about $40 million per year to store. The man convicted of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue has been sentenced to death.
A federal jury reached that unanimous decision on Wednesday. The jurors had deliberated for about 10 hours over the course of 2 days. Joe Recht is president of Pittsburgh's Dor Hadash Synagogue.
I am feeling a sense of relief that after 4.5 years, the world has heard again about the horrific acts on October 27, 2018. And the shooter is being held accountable for those awful acts.
Robert Bowers was convicted in June on more than 60 charges connected to the 2018 shooting. Last month, the jury decided Bowers was eligible for the death penalty. I'm John Schaefer.
Perhaps it's time to start thinking of New York City as the big green apple. That's because New York consumes more marijuana than any other city in the world. The 2023 Cannabis Global Price Index says the city blazes through 62 metric tons of weed every year. USA News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
An actress and former Scientologist is now suing the church. Leah Remini sued the Church of Scientology yesterday. The church's spiritual headquarters is in Clearwater, Florida, but the suit was filed in California. The former King of Queens co-star claims the church has stalked, harassed, threatened, and intimidated her. Remini left the church 10 years ago and has since been one of the church's most high-profile critics. She claims the threats and harassment go back to 2006, and she's asking for a jury to award her damages for enormous economic and psychological harm. There's a new guy in charge at the United Auto Workers, and he has some demands.
The new head of the United Auto Workers Union, Sean Fain, says his union members are suffering.
We're currently living in a cost of living crisis caused by corporate greed. Companies are jacking up prices to make larger and larger profits while our wages have remained stagnant or regressed.
Fain took to social media to lay out the union's demands, including wanting a 32-hour work week for union members. Fain says the COVID pandemic taught everyone how important it is to spend more time with family and less time working. Another demand is for the UAW to be allowed to strike if an auto plant is shut down. Currently, that's against federal law. I'm John Schaefer.
Lollapalooza starts today in Chicago. The headliner is Billie Eilish. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And now I can imagine, in light of this goal to get this country back on track, you're thinking, Martinez, how do we start? I mean, we've got a government in tatters. We're in a constitutional crisis. We've got a campaign, a presidential campaign for 2024 underway. And it's, you know, indictments are being, you know, thrown out like Oprah giving away cars. It's just incredible. And you have to laugh at it only for a moment. Otherwise, your head's going to explode. Now, Grover Norquist is with us, and so he's going to help us keep our heads together and our minds intact here. Grover, the American for Tax Reform president, joins us now. Hey, Grover, how you doing?
I am doing very well. You can't look at the various indictments and charges on Trump and the people around him without noticing that there's a parallel that's not happening, but now happening, and that is the treatment of Biden's son.
Yeah.
And the very same Justice Department and that decides, you know, January 6th is what they were attacking him for, criticizing him for, and suggesting something he did there was illegal. That was 2.5 years ago. And they're now coming up with charges that didn't require any new information. Timing makes you wonder a little bit, but as to whether they deliberately waited until it's closer to the election. But when they announced the most recent indictment, it just happened to be a day after the Biden's son's business partner testified that Biden was all over lobbying on behalf of his son, that they would, you know, on purpose set up a call where he would call his father, the vice president. The guy, he would take it immediately to show the foreign body in Ukraine or other places that he was China, that he was wanted to pay him billions of dollars, which is then distributed to family, that he had the vice president's ear and could call anytime he wanted to.
Right.
Yeah. So one of his defenders, a Democrat congressman, said, well, maybe they just talked about the weather. Moron. The point was, in front of somebody with millions of dollars who wants to influence American policy, he said, "But you think I'm a nobody? I can call the vice president on the phone right now. I do it in front of you. Okay? Message completed." That's exactly all he had to know. That if he asked something, the ask would get to the vice president. If he wanted something, it would get to the vice president. If he threatened something, it would get to the vice president. And he had a conduit to the vice president of the United States. That was the point of the call. And the fact that as that was coming up, you can imagine when they decided to drop the indictment the day after, that was timed to for political purposes. So we have Garland, who the Democrats under Obama put up to be remember the establishment press was telling us, oh, he's so moderate, he's so nonpartisan, he's so clean jeans. Then they plug him in to head of the Attorney General, and he's been one of the most partisan, and in that sense, corrupt people making decisions based on politics, not law, not least of which is how they treated Biden and how they treat Trump. And you would, if you didn't have them side to side, you might say, well, maybe the government always goes overboard. You know, they're going overboard on Trump, but they always do that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, maybe they always let everybody off over there, and you know, like Biden, you know, they never put anyone in jail for not paying their taxes. What was odd-er is FARA, the Foreign Agents Registration Act. If you lobby for another country, which is perfectly legal, or for Toyota, perfectly legal, because they have interest in the United States, and they should be able to tell congressmen and senators, here's what we think is helpful, or this is what bothers us, or that's fine. You just have to register with the federal government, and it's transparent. So any congressman, and you would list any congressman you met with or wrote a letter to. So if there was a sense that this was an effort not to lobby, but to corrupt or to do something, the government would have all that information, and they'd be able to see who you met with and who you talked to. And that my memory of this is it's an 18-year go to jail thing for breaking it, because this was designed, you know, to keep people between World War One and World War Two. Before World War One and before World War Two, there was a lot of lobbyists by British agents to get us into both of those wars, and this sort of upset people in retrospect, and there are whole books written about it, and it's fascinating stuff. But they really were moving very hard, and the thought was, you know, we really should have an eye on this stuff.
Yeah, you think?
I mean, Brits are our friends, but still, guys. But it was also meant for people who aren't our friends.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and the thing is, it was also to hold our government in check so they didn't do the kind of things that the President of the United States is being accused of. And the evidence is pointing more and more this way. I mean, Devin Archer, no doubt, I mean, threw a lot of stuff in front of the people. I mean, even where you have now, Grover, you've got the majority of Americans, and they don't quite understand how the Beltway works and what's the realm of the coin. You talk to people along the Beltway, and this is academic. I mean, this is like a no-brainer stuff. What's the problem? That's what we do. I mean, we don't have anything to sell other than our influence and our connections. You build a network, and then we get paid based on that network when it's time, when somebody needs something, that they can pick up the phone and get it done. And if you're the go-to person that can get a quick answer, boy, your value there on the Beltway increases. That's only natural, isn't it?
Yes. And I really would hope that people would say, if my relatives will not be lobbying. You know? Richard Nixon actually sicked the FBI on his brother and just say, follow him. If people try and get to me through him, you know, top his line, let me know if anybody's trying to get to me through him. Because, I don't think he was suggesting anything untoward about his brother, but his brother's probably not as sophisticated as some.
Jimmy Carter's brother was goofy. I mean, anytime you got family members, I mean, look at you could write books just on the interesting family characters, members of presidents, right? And they make you vulnerable. Because if they can they'll get to you, because that again, not necessarily, well, it's a little bit of the realm of the Beltway, the realm of the coin, but certainly on an international level, right? And then, and of course, the Chinese have really perfected the whole act in capturing elites, because they go, hey, these guys are ripe for the pickings. I mean, all you got to do is throw some money. I mean, really, the politicians, in a way, they are the epitome of what... What was it? Was it Bill Clinton who said that all you have to do is drag a $100 bill through a trailer park, right?
Oh, that was Bill Clinton's friend, Carville said that.
Oh,
the way that
the women
that the president mistreated.
Right. So point being is that it's like that's what it takes in the Beltway as well. I mean, the version of a $100 bill that you, well, you know, add some zeros to it. I get that. But still, you know, the point, I think it metaphorically has some application here. Got to go to break. More from Grover after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
To have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. And if you want to tweet, that's old school. Now we got to throw me an X, I guess. You can throw me an X at BMartinezLive.com. Grover Norquist continues with us, the Americans for Tax Reform president. Grover, as we were talking off air here about this whole reveal with Hunter Biden, his dad, the majority of Americans are saying, yeah, he's dirty. I mean, this is just, and I got to think
the Democrats are trying to find an exit, a gentle exit to get, you know, Biden out of the way and to, you know, make room for their next representatives, because but they have to do this in such a way that somehow disconnects from Kamala Harris, because they don't have a whole lot of confidence in Kamala Harris either.
Well, and they ran around announcing that we're going to have an African-American woman as the vice president, not affirmative action, but a racial quota.
Right.
And so if that was a payoff for some part of the constituency, how do you jettison her without, one, making it clear this was just a racial quota, we had to plug that one day.
Right.
And we don't really think she's any good.
Well, they can blame it on the Supreme Court, though, Grover. See, the Supreme Court, affirmative action decision, and we had to jettison Kamala. It's not our fault.
Now we have to give that up, I think.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it.
but it would be them telling their own people, we didn't do this based on, we don't really want her. You know, what? No, that was just for show. Which is, you know, demeaning and disgusting.
Plus, on top of that, you guys don't like her anyway. You're telling us you don't care for her, so why should you care? Well, you know, we care because we care when we say we care. That's why, right?
Why would you use the vice presidency for moral preening with a person that they don't care to have lunch, dinner, with, or talk to? From the very beginning, all the Democrats talked about how much they didn't like her. Really? Where'd that come from? I never quite understood what she did to irritate the Democrats so much.
But the whole party, though, Grover, you think about it. Here you've got a president, with all due respect, mentally addled, no doubt. He's getting old. Other people have said, you know, some very mean things about it, about him and his mental condition. I get it. It's, you know, that's clear. You've got Kamala Harris, who is quite a bit younger, and she talks in circles in such a way that you think, wait a minute. I thought it was the president who was mentally deficient. Now we got a vice president, and she's an attorney. I mean, you know, she's, you know, you think on the surface of her background and everything, she must have some level of intelligence. But she seems so ill-prepared when she's put in front of the camera and talks about things, and you think, oh, my God, this is embarrassing. Okay, then you get Dianne Feinstein. Clearly, that should be taken off the field of play, but she's not. I mean, this is like watching the Pope die all over again. Or even like the era of Willie Mays. I remember when I was growing up, Willie Mays was my favorite giant ball player. And when he started dropping balls in center field, it was crushing. You know, and so
I didn't know that story. Ouch.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, my gosh. It was so disheartening to, you know, and so just stay too long. And we get it. We can put ourselves in those situations. We're only human. And then you've got what's his name from Pennsylvania, who, you know, comes out in a hoodie and you know, Fetterman. And it's like, well, what is going on with the party? I mean, are they just going out and, you know, trying to, I mean, it's like a pandemic within the party that they can't have representation of people that, you know, that does not insult the intelligence of its voters.
When the Republicans in Congress instituted term limits on committee chairmen of 6 years, mm-hmm. it tended to mean that once you were there long enough to become a committee chairman in the House, you'd be a committee chairman and then you retire. Because
right.
once you've been a committee chairman, it's no fun going back to being a peasant, like, you know, everything else.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to go get your own coffee. You know, that's a bummer, you know.
So, but two things. It made the Republicans who ran those committees work to actually accomplish things in those 6 years rather than just sit there. But it also meant that Republicans retired earlier than Democrats, because Republicans didn't sit as committee chairs for 20, 30 years as the Democrats used to. And mm-hmm. the Democrats got older and older because they didn't have to cycle out. And if you look at it in the House of Representatives, the Democrats are much older than the Republicans, and in the Senate, too. They're just much older. The Republicans, they also have term limits in the Senate, but it's not quite the same. I mean, 6 years, but sometimes they're fewer senators, more committees. But it does cycle out the Republicans sooner, younger than the Ds in Ohio.
Right.
you know, they used to talk about just recently, there isn't a Democrat known statewide between the ages of 30 and 70. They're all older than 70 or younger than 30. There's a whole generation in Oklahoma, in Mississippi, in a number of states where the D's have just disappeared. You have the old ones and some upcoming much younger ones, but nobody in the middle. And that's not healthy, because at some point, when you get older, you slow down a bit.
Yeah, yeah. And that's it's only natural. You know, you slow down, you get hips replaced. You know, arthritis creeps in, and or you find yourself at the dais and in mid-sentence losing it, you know, with what happened with Mitch McConnell the other day. And, you know, and that's, you know, it's like, what are we doing here? You know, if the people themselves, you know, the people that surround them, that support Mitch McConnell and Dianne Feinstein and others, cannot help them understand, hey, look, you're losing a step here. You've served the country well. It's time to go. It's time to leave. It's not worth it. You know, you're going to impact your legacy and look goofy like, you know, Dianne Feinstein when, you know, she was clueless. She had no idea. And she was surrounded by people telling her what to just say. Aye, just say. And she thought she was still in the middle of the debate. It's like, oh, my God. And the thing is, Grover, as you know, it's not just us, we the people. There's people, influential people, leaders of the world who are watching this, and they think, what is going on with the United States? I mean, these guys are so concerned about pronouns. They're so concerned about LGBTQ. They got, you know, men dressing up as women. You know, they're just morally debased. They're the number one country for human trafficking. This is their representatives. It's like, wow, you know, it just demonstrates to the world that we are not the leader that we, you know, we would hope to be.
Well, we can fix this. That's what elections are for. Now
that's why you're here. That's why you're here. We're counting on you. Okay, so get your tool belt out. Yeah, exactly. No, you know, you're exactly right. This is the thing. The thing that gives us hope, no matter what, Grover, and you and I have talked about this before, it's the people. You know, it's 340 million people who have had a taste of freedom. Now, they may have forgotten what it totally tastes like right now because they may have been dumbed down for a bit. But you know what? The waters of freedom are still pouring. And you can still go to that fountain and you can drink from that fountain and get re-energized and re-embrace the constitutional principles that have advanced this great American idea that's not only helped Americans, but it's helped the world, right?
Absolutely. And the Washington Post says pay no attention to inflation, but Americans can look at the cost of gasoline. They don't need the establishment press to tell them, you know, whether the cost of living has gone up.
Yeah, but what do they care? Oh, 3% inflation, 6%, that's meaningless. All they know is that they got more month than paycheck, right?
Yeah.
And they can't sit there. They get, well, honey, it's looking better. You know, we're only at 3%. Didn't care. It's like I got less groceries right now, and the kids are hungry, and they're looking at you and me like we could be dinner. You know.
So. Yeah.
Just saying, that's the hardcore reality. Hey, Grover, as always, we appreciate you coming on the show. What can people and where can they go to be connected with you and make sure that they understand all that's happening in their government?
Sure. Our website is atr.org, atr.org, and I tweet at Grover Norquist.
Just like that, he's the tax reform president of Americans for Tax Reform, Grover Norquist. Thank you, Grover. Take care.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call
right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump makes his court appearance today at 4 p.m. Eastern. President Biden's Department of Justice, after 2.5 years, is pushing for more charges against the former president. The Secret Service released a statement saying it's working with city police and federal officials to ensure the highest level of safety and security for Trump while minimizing disruption to the normal court process. The former president was indicted Tuesday for January 6. The Internal Revenue Service promises paperless processing for taxes by 2025. It plans to have taxpayers digitally submit all correspondence by the next tax filing season in 2024, according to the Treasury Department. The IRS will also digitize the estimated billions of historical documents in its catalog for the next 2 years, which will cost about $40 million per year to store. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Also great to have our favorite tech expert, Andrea Smith, and she'll join us in just a few seconds. But just to kind of give you a lead-in into this is that, students are prepping for the school year. You know that. And there are a few things they need to grab or update before heading back to class, and that's why Andrea is here to offer this year's electronic essentials, from wireless technology to tips and tricks to set students up for a stellar school year. And she's got everything to share that you need, no matter where you're headed this back to school season. Andrea, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing great, thank you. It's so good to be talking to you again.
Well, always good. I always enjoy our time together because it's fun. We get to talk tech, and of course, at a time when the season is just right, as parents look at it, is the most wonderful time of the year when the kids go back to school, right?
That's the parent version of the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's talk about the number one must-have gadget that students should have in their backpack, this back-to-school season.
So actually, this year I'm going to surprise you because it is not something to put in their backpack.
Okay.
It is the foundation of everything for students. Students are more connected than ever, depending on the internet for, you know, researching homework assignments, video gaming, video chatting with friends. And to make all of that happen smoothly, you need a router with the latest cutting-edge technology, like the Arista Ford Max 6E. This is truly the foundation of all the technology in the house. It's a mesh Wi-Fi system that takes advantage of the new 6 gigahertz band, which is, just means that it's going to be blazing fast. There are two mesh routers, so you're going to get greater range throughout the house, no more dead spots. And so the kids can do their homework upstairs or play their video games while you stream your Netflix shows downstairs, and no one's going to get those dreaded buffering pauses.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So there's two mesh routers in the 6G platform?
Yeah, so it comes with two routers. One gets plugged into the modem, and one goes mm-hmm. somewhere else in the house to kind of broaden the Wi-Fi signal throughout the house. And, of course, if you've got a huge house, you might want to consider one with three routers in it. So, mm-hmm. You know, it depends on the size of your home. But two right. usually does it.
Wow. Wow, this is awesome. So, I mean, talk about the speed of light. I mean, this is, and as you said, rightfully so, this is the foundation, you know, to all things communication.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, when the router goes out, the whole place stops, right? The whole
yes.
family stops. Everyone comes out screaming, "Mom, you know, I don't have Wi-Fi." Mm-hmm. And it's what runs the computers. It's what runs our streaming TV shows now. So it's what mm-hmm. runs smart home devices. So it's super, super important. And I really think getting one, you know, with the latest cutting edge technology is so important.
And again, you said the name of this router is?
It's the Aris Surfboard Max 6E.
Surfboard.
The type of router that it is,
right.
the fact that
uh-huh.
it has more than one, is called a mesh Wi-Fi system.
Right, right. How cool is that? Now, and of course, this integrates, replaces, you know, the typical router that people have that, you know, are connected, you know, through their cable channels and that, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Usually you get a cheap router from your cable company or they charge you a monthly fee to rent it. Mm-hmm. This just gets plugged right into the modem that comes from the cable company,
right.
and then that's it. It's yours.
And you're off and rolling. So you're taking in terms of the speed and everything, because you're saying this is a 6G platform. Right now we're at 5G in most places in the country now, and so obviously the companies are escalating and moving into the next level of technology to 6G, right?
Yes, but basically I would say that this is future-proofing, right? So if you
okay.
get this with 6G, you're not really going to be taking advantage of it right now because companies aren't giving you 6G right now, but
okay.
you're future-proofing so that when it does move to the next level, you are there and you are able to take advantage of it. I will say that, you know, you also have to know what you're getting from your cable company or your internet provider.
That was my next question. Okay, go ahead and break that down.
Yeah. So if you are only paying for the least expensive internet package, you might not see the speeds that the router is capable of.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a lot of stuff going on in your home, I do live TV from my home, you get a mesh router system like the Aris Surfboard, it supports up to 150 devices, and it will support the fastest speed that you bring into your home.
So then when you make arrangements with your cable provider, what's the minimum that you should be operating at in order to, you know, leverage the benefits of what the Aris Surfboard is providing? Do you have an idea?
Oh gosh, you know, like all the providers are different, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of people are getting gigabit speed right now, 1 gig.
Yes.
But some people make do with, you know, 200 megabytes. I mean, I think it just really depends on where you are
mm-hmm.
and what your provider offers.
And that's something your provider could probably help you with, right? You say,
oh,
hey, look, I've got this Aris Surfboard mesh router that I'm bringing in. What do I need to do in order to complement what this is providing and what you're providing so that I can get the most out of the experience, right?
Exactly. That is exactly correct.
See, all these great tips we get. You're just wonderful. You're full of all this great information that's so helpful. Thank you for breaking that down for me because, you know, I'm not necessarily the tech wizard that you are. In fact, my son laughs at me every time we do anything about technology. So, you know, so thank you for
now
being
you
patient.
Can teach him something.
Oh, okay. I doubt that. I doubt
you
that.
Know what a
mesh
router is?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he does. Well, how else can we set students up for success this school year, Andrea?
Well, so aside from that great connectivity, they need a laptop that can do it all at an affordable price, like the Lenovo Yoga 7i. So what makes this such a great choice for students is it's a convertible laptop with 360-degree multi-mode capabilities. So they can use it as a full-size laptop for schoolwork. It's got a built-in full HD camera with noise-canceling technology for video chat. And then after school, you transform it into a portable tablet for creating and consuming all that content. They can edit videos and photos or stream movies and TV shows. It's running the latest Intel processors for super smooth performance.
Wow, outstanding. And so you're having a lot of success with the, I'm sure you've test drived, you know, you've already test driven this Lenovo, you know, 7i, right?
Oh, yes, I have seen this.
What stands out most of all for you?
Well, you know, for me, it's the versatility. It's being able to, you know, this hinge just lets you use it as a laptop. If you're doing a presentation, you can kind of do it in tent mode. If you want to show someone a video on your screen, you can turn it around as like a reverse laptop. It's just very versatile. It's got, I personally do use a Lenovo laptop myself. I love their keyboard. It just, you know, it's got the right amount of clickety feel. It's a sturdy laptop.
Well, what other tips are you holding back from us that you can share with us right now in the final minute that we have together here, Andrea?
Well, I would say it's important to stack up on the essentials, like the small portable batteries that students can recharge during the day if needed. I think you can skip the expensive extended warranty or protection plan. Instead, invest in a sturdy phone case or laptop bag to protect your tech. And most importantly, keep the receipts for any electronics you buy because you will need them if you have to contact the manufacturer.
Well, without a doubt. Andrea Smith, the award-winning news and technology journalist, spent over two decades as a tech producer at ABC News. Andrea, where can they go for more information?
Head over to d6news.com/back-to-school.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing, you know, sharing the day with us and sharing your time. And we respect it and we honor it that you would be tuning in, and especially at this special time when we have the one and only Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, I'm with you, so that makes life better. I mean, you and I have our own medical problems, but everybody out there is praying for us, I'm sure. So here I am.
And I got to tell you, Ted, once again, you know, we always talk so casually, you know, when somebody's ailing, well, you know, I'll pray for you. But the experience that I went through in having hip replacement surgery, I could really testify that I felt the prayers of people. You know, not only in our listing, but around the world. I mean, the word got out. It was quite touching. And the responses, the encouragement that I received from people, you know, encouragement as well that you're receiving. This is the faith-based community. When we come together, man, I'm telling you, and it would not have happened had it not been for God Almighty and His Son, Jesus Christ, right?
Amen. That's the answer. Whatever happens Amen. To us, we're going to heaven. We know what's happening. We know God's in charge.
Right.
We love Him.
Hey, exactly. Well, let's talk about some movies here, starting with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, what they're calling Mutant Mayhem, huh?
Well, these movies usually do well. They're fun. Mm-hmm. You know, we give a slight caution, but 4 stars, it's a very entertaining movie. It's it follows the Yellow Brick Road. It follows the pattern. It's a paint by numbers movie, but it's good. It's very exciting. Yeah. It's fun, and it gives the origin again. It's an animated reboot. They had some live action reboots, which were did very, very well at the box office. So there was a mad scientist. Of course, there's got to be a mad scientist.
You got to have him. Yes,
trying to. Yeah, I think his name is Fauci. No, that's not his name. That's the wrong mad scientist. And he was trying to create a mutant race, and he got raided by a military coup. So he poured all the stuff down the drain, and his lab rat turned into a super intelligent splinter. It sounds Japanese, actually, and actually Chinese. And then the 4 mutant turtles, he takes them under his wing, these little tiny tortoises, and they raise up to be, you know, all of the famous mutant turtles who then want to be part of the human world, but the human world is scared of them, and they try to become crime-fighting heroes. We've seen this spot before, But if you want fun, it's exciting, it's fun. It has, you know, a few intense, scary scenes. A tiny, tiny bit of foul language, so we put a little caution on it.
But overall, a positive family movie, you would say?
It's positive for, let's say, teenagers and up. They are teenagers. Right. Remember that, Bill.
The yes, teenager. Exactly. That, it's in the title of the movie. Oh, Captain Obvious, we love you. Thank you for helping me out. Let's talk about Dreamin' Wild, huh?
Well, Dreamin' Wild, you know, I teach filmmaking and I teach script writing, and every story has been done, and actually 3,000 years ago, Aristotle said that. So this is, you know, an inspiring story of two wannabe musicians, and they grow up on their father's farm, and they release an album in 1979, which is a bomb, and but they are called years later, 32 years later, to re-release it, and it becomes a big hit. And it's, you know, got a lot of strong Christian content. And some of the people who made it are people that I know. So I'm very happy about it. It's being distributed by Roadside Attractions, which does a lot of the distribution for Lionsgate. And it's a pretty good movie. So Dreaming Wild, 4 stars, acceptability -1, teeny little bit of foul language, a little bit of violence, but very strong Christian, very moral point of view.
Wow. Well, good. Good. So check that out. And, of course, these reviews and so many others are available to you at movieguide.org. The team does an outstanding job on our behalf, looking out for us to make sure that, you know, we're investing our money that is consistent with our values, and especially when it comes to our family that we need to protect these days more than ever, it would seem, Dr. Ted. I just saw in one of the articles that you have there at Movie Guide is Chris Pratt and Jeremy Camp headlining L.A. Dodgers Christian Faith and Family Day. Now, Chris Pratt's kind of been back and forth. I mean, one minute he seems to be aligned with, you know, with Christian faith. And sometimes, you know, he doesn't. Or, I mean, it just seems to be confusing. What can you tell us about this relationship?
It's clear that he's a Christian. He's accepted Christ. He's a Christian. He's not, you know, he's not on the warpath for some particular point of view. He's, you know, he believes. He goes to a good church. He doesn't want to be associated with any political points of view, which is probably necessary. And of course, the day that you're talking about, the Christian Family Day at Dodger Stadium, has been going on for years, but now they've put it on again and rushed it out this year because they had just given an award to the Sisters of Immaculate Conception, a bunch of homosexuals who are Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Who are a bunch of homosexuals who are mocking the church and mocking faith. Why the Dodgers would give them an award? So suddenly they decided, oh, we got to move up our Christian day, and they got Chris Pratt, who's, you know, who loves Christ. So that's
right.
And a lot of other people, Jeremy Camp, a lot of
Jeremy Camp's awesome. I mean, his story is just so incredible, and of course his talent. You know, he continues to put out songs that you know that are consistent with his gifts, and it blesses us all. So so this will be at Dodger Stadium there in Chavez Ravine, you know, maybe to try to, you know, re-sanctify the place by getting people of faith there. What do you think?
I'm you know, I'm ambivalent about this. I could say I was fly to a dish, but then only about 2 people would understand what I'm saying. It's always a problem when they're trying to balance evil with good. You know, whether you can, I don't think you can do that. There was just a fantastic article about some politicians who have tried to play both sides of the fence, and when you straddle the fence, you know, there's a saying that you destroy yourself in the process. So it's, you know, the Dodgers are trying to be on both sides of the fence, and I think it's very hard, and it's going to be very hard to get home runs when you do that. I think they're in the same position as Disney. They're going to lose audience, and I don't think you can placate the audience by just having a Christian Family Day. But I may be wrong, Bill.
God's in charge. And so whatever he determines, although it was quite interesting, when they did honor the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, the Dodgers got their fannies whipped by, of all teams, the Giants. They pounded them like 15-1, Ted. So, you know, I don't know. You know, it's just like one of those things you just say, well, can you hear me now from heaven, trying to, you know, communicate. Just as a sidebar, a little over a minute left here. Real quick, an article that you have there at movieguide.org. Why Emily Blunt, Sandra Bullock, and Selma Hayek are choosing family over their career.
Well, this is the best news. I mean, it's just great to see more and more women who want to have children. My daughter just had a baby. He's actually 2 weeks old.
Congratulations, Grandpa. Of course. How many grandkids does he make?
He's how many grandkids? I have 17 grandkids.
And you're unique because... And you're unique because you know the exact number of your grandchildren. You do not leave one of them out. They're all your grandchildren.
Yeah. You don't want me to give you all their names because it would take the rest of the 30 seconds we have.
Right, exactly. Well, we're actually down to 20. So good news that the gals are coming together and choosing family over career, which would seem very un-Hollywood-like, but I think a good example for others to follow, right?
Oh, it's wonderful. And it's some of the top stars, and they're great actresses, and that's exactly what they should do. And there are also men who are choosing family over acting, and men who want to be Tom Holland, and others who don't want to be trapped in the Hollywood syndrome. So
exactly.
We've got to appreciate these people and stick by them.
Without a doubt. He's the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. MovieGuide.org is where you want to go for more information. Dr. Ted, as always, we appreciate the time. Take care. God bless. You can't help but love the man. I love him. And here, as you, obviously, you could tell, he was struggling a little bit, dealing with some Bell's palsy. And I'm going, you still want to do this? You go, oh, yeah, you know, bless his heart. Anyway, he's doing well, and we'll continue, you know, to pray for healing. And congratulations to Evie, you know, Evie, who sits in for Pop every once in a while. And, of course, she's got her hands full right now. Got another baby right there that she's taking care of. And, wow, just a lot. You know, we've had quite of a bumper crop here. Jen Godson, you know, just delivered their daughter. And Savannah, doing well. And Mom's doing better. Had a little bit of... you know, just a little bit of attention that she needed before she got out of the hospital, but she's doing great. And of course, Samantha Mauer, a good news girl, doing great with Paxi. Paxi's just, you know, having fun. And, you know, it's a great time. It really is a great time to be alive and to appreciate all the blessings from Almighty God. Hey, great to have you with us. Hey, the show continues on the other side of the news, so stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. No matter.